right in the middle of a second date update. And if you're just joining us, Ginger is on the phone and she wants to call a dude named Nick. They met at a bar and then hung out and went to go get pizza. And they decided, let's go back to my place and split the pizza. Except mm-hmm. his place had his roommate in it with another girl, so they couldn't go upstairs. Instead, they watched Netflix, split a pizza, and made out a little bit in the backseat of his car.
It's like high school all over again.
It is.
At the end of the night, his roommate was like, oh, okay, it's all good now. You can come up to the place. And he invited her up, and she said no. But they did end on good terms. I haven't asked the most important question yet, though, Ginger.
Yeah.
What kind of pizza was it?
Yeah, good point.
That's not important.
It is.
Okay, don't hate me, but it was a Hawaiian pizza.
Ooh.
Oh,
a lot of controversy over Hawaiian pizza. If you find another person who loves pineapple on pizza as much as you do, you need to lock it down.
Ew.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I'm just asking because I'm hungry. Sounds good. All right, we're about to give him a call. Any last words?
Oh, I just want to say thank you so much for helping me out with this. I listen to you guys every morning. Jubal, Brooke, I love you guys so much.
Well,
and this really means a lot that you're helping me out.
Let's call him and find out if he has anything horrible to say. And then maybe hold your thanks till after that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a good point. All right, I'm going to dial his phone right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Nick, please?
Yeah, this is Nick.
Nick, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
No way.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, hey. What's up, Nick?
Wait. Seriously?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. I don't know why else we'd be on the phone and I'd be claiming to be Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, a radio show. Like,
sound like
Jubal. It'd be a weird call to get if it wasn't for real.
I mean, are you guys calling to do like a second date update or something like that?
Yes.
How did you
actually
know?
We are.
Is by any chance the person who had you call is a girl named Ginger?
What?
Dude.
Nick, what are you?
Yes, it is.
Was
Nick.
This like what is happening?
This is good. Okay, so she actually said that she'd do this if I didn't call her back.
Really?
She's a huge fan of your show, and she said it, like, I thought she was joking. She's like, if you don't call me, I'm going to put you on second date update.
Oh, no way. All right,
awesome.
Well, didn't call her. Is this just a test in? You didn't call her to see if she'd actually follow through? Because she did.
not exactly. It's a little bit more complex than that, but I don't know. I just didn't think that we necessarily had that much potential for, you know, the future.
Wait, hold up. Why didn't you have potential? You know how these go. We have to figure that out.
This is going to sound a bit bizarre, but she's kind of obsessed with you guys.
What?
Okay, so we got pizza. We were watching Netflix. She probably meant it's kind of funny. My roommate had a girl over, so we ended up in the back of my car.
Yeah, right. She told us all that.
Okay, all right.
She also told us that she defines hooking up as making out. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, but me too, bro.
Anyway,
I think a lot of people define it that way.
She says you guys made out in the back of the car, and then you invited her upstairs, but she said no thanks, and that was the end of the night.
I feel like this is so strange, but she really seems to be, like, she could not stop talking about you, Jubal. She was like, he's so funny, and like, he always knows the right thing to say. And when I'm like, in a weird mood, like, I'd love to meet a guy like that. There's just never an awkward silence. He just knows exactly what to say. And like,
there's never awkwardness? Are
there's
you
always
sure
awkward,
she's talking
yeah.
about the same Jubal that is in this room right now?
That's what makes him funny, though.
I promise you.
Really?
Yeah.
So should I be scared?
Dude, she stalks you on your Insta.
Oh, nice.
So, again, should I be scared?
Well, I mean, maybe you like that kind of thing.
Not really. I prefer people to kind of not like me.
You guys,
makes me feel better.
I think you aren't being, like, she's just a fan. Like, she just likes listening to the show. The Instagram is public so that people can look at it. Like, that's the whole point.
I've met girls the same thing where I'm even trying to be on a date and they ask questions about Jubal all the time. What's he look like? What's he about? He's so funny. And I'm like,
I can give you a mask to wear next time.
Thank you. That would actually help.
No, but like,
so, is that the reason you're not wanting to call her back because she was like obsessed with the show or whatever?
obsessed with you. And she kind of, she had this, like, kind of glazed up. She looked out the window, wasn't really even like looking at me, like as if she was like, oh man, like kind of felt like she wished I was Jubal. And I was like, oh, I'm a little.
I can give you a mask too, Nick. I can give everybody masks, I guess.
Maybe you can learn some of his voices.
Yeah.
You know what? I just want to let Jubal be Jubal and I'll be me. And I think there's probably someone out there who might be right for me. And I might have just met the girl who's right for Jubal.
Oh, I don't know. There it is. Is this a second date for Jubal or is it a second date for you? I'm so confused.
Well, let's find out. And I'm scared to do this now.
Yeah,
and
I can hear it in your voice.
Nick Ginger is actually on the other line and wants to talk to you. I think you.
Hi.
Oh, poor Ginger. You're embarrassed, aren't you?
I am. Like, oh, that's not. It wasn't like that. I wasn't talking about it that much. I mean, like, really? Everyone knows Jubal's hilarious, right?
Not everybody. I don't. Not everybody does.
Stop being so modest, cutie pants.
cutie pants?
Oh, my God.
That oh, my God. That's
my new first,
nickname.
I think.
I mean, he does have nice jeans.
Why can't we be Brooke and Cutie Pants in the morning?
I would like that a lot, I think.
Awesome.
What's up with the CP?
So, yeah. Ginger, do you want to go out with Nick? I'm confused now.
Yeah.
I mean, I did, but he wasn't responding, but now I'm on the phone with you, so we can just talk.
Oh,
yeah.
No, Ginger, I have a girlfriend, so I'm good there.
But, like, you know, if there comes a time when you don't, like, I'm around.
Okay.
Ginger, don't do this. It looks desperate.
Brooke, I've heard what you have to say. Don't worry. I can handle myself.
I don't know if I can handle myself.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
So, Nick, are you still on the phone?
Yep. Oh, I'm not missing this.
He's like,
confusing. I don't know what to do with this now.
So, Jubal, I mean, I've followed you on Insta for a while. Your girlfriends don't seem to last that long, so I don't. This is not going to be around for a long time, right?
No, that's messed up.
Ginger, I will agree with you on previous girlfriends. Yeah, a lot of turnover there, but this one is going to be around for a long time, I think so.
I think I've heard you say that before.
You might have, but I was lying then. I'm not lying now.
Yes.
I'm telling the truth now, Ginger.
It is hard to believe you at that.
I mean, it sounds like Jose is also there in the background. And I mean, ugh, I love his laugh. It's so infectious.
What?
Wait, hold up, Ginger.
No,
are you
not.
Just going to the, like, the backup plan already?
You want
to
go out with Jose?
I didn't say backup. These are my morning men. I listen every morning.
Oh,
like,
morning
men. Oh, my God.
So wait, if I say no, are you going to go for Brooke now?
You're not going to say no, Jose.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, you should just hit Jose up. That is probably a pretty sure thing.
Are you guys serious? Is there, like, a chance?
Well, it depends.
It depends. Yeah.
You DM me on Instagram.
Ginger, are you a female, and do you have a pulse?
You're going to have to say yes to those things.
Well, those are my
standards. Then there you go. You should hit Jose up.
God.
Amazing.
I mean, it's funny, but in all honesty, you were here for Jubal, and you were open about that. I don't think I'm down with all that, like, being the backup plan.
Not in public, but hit him up in his DMs.
Yeah, right?
Come on.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I have some kind of morals, kind of.
But thank you for listening, Ginger. Seriously, appreciate it.
Always.
Yeah, and I should probably ask this question, too. Nick, would you like to go out with Ginger on a second date? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, that's a no.
Oh, yeah. That's
a
no. Yeah. Oh, come on. We can tell the story to everyone of how we were on the radio together and that's how we worked things out.
Wait, Ginger, you're still considering a date with Nick?
You'll go out with Nick now? You're still down to go out with Nick?
I've been trying to go out with Nick from the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is confusing.
Ginger will go out with anybody.
I don't see what the big deal is. It's just going out. It's not like all three of us are getting married.
How did all three of us now become involved in this?
That is her new fantasy.
On the show together, huh?
Yeah.
Her tone
on
is
the show, huh?
Out, man.
Nick, you have anything to say?
Yeah, I don't think, what is this, third or fiddle at this point is gonna work for me. It just does, you know, to my
you started as first fiddle. You could have just texted me back.
Yeah, you were first fiddle.
Oh, that's a good
then
point.
I was second fiddle. Jose was technically third fiddle. Now you're first fiddle, but like reheated.
I don't even know
how you heat up a fiddle, but you know what I mean. Like,
man, I don't know about all these fiddles. I'm just worried that Ginger's gonna be in our parking garage tomorrow morning.
No.
Brooke, you know I love you, but you need to shut up.
Well, I'm blocking her. I'm sorry, Ginger.
I'm sorry you didn't get a date with anybody right now.
Oh, Ginger.
But I'm sure we can find you someone to go out with.
Good. Open up the text phone. 78592. I know it.
Text in 78592. Is anybody willing to go out with Ginger?
Oh,